Well, that person of interest is fascinating to me. The whole subject I find enthralling. Would I call you, Mike Rinder, would I call you a whistleblower on the Church of Scientology? Is that fair?
Oh, yeah, that's very fair. Whistleblower.
Before we start, could you very quickly tell us what you think Scientology does that's great, that's fantastic? I never hear any positive news about the Scientologists. I'm wondering, could you set the scene for us? What is the good thing that comes from Scientology?
I think that the good thing is a sense of community and an idea, whether it's true or not, that you are doing something to benefit the greater good of mankind. I think it remains doubtful whether any of that actually is achieved. What Scientology promises you is that you will be given the tools and the means to not just improve yourself, but help your family and friends and in the end, the entirety of every man, woman, and child on earth.
Why has it captivated the world? What is the bad side of it? We see so many celebrities jumping on board. Where's the bad side?
Well, you don't see any celebrities jumping on board these days. They did in the 80s. It's not a real popular thing to announce yourself and try and promote Scientology because too much information is now out in the world about what goes on really inside Scientology. And, you know, information is the poison of cults.
Mike, I'm so interested to listen to your podcast, Scientology Fair Game. What is, I guess, one of the biggest things you want people to know about this religion?
I want people to know and understand that while they do a lot of public relations to make it seem like they're benign and interested in the well-being of everybody and are just like other churches, and that the insidious abuse that goes on inside Scientology affects a lot of people every day, and families are being broken up and people are losing their you know, retirement accounts and anything else that they may have due to high pressure sales. Scientology really operates like a business, not a religion. It has price lists and discounts and a lot of high pressure sales that go on. And also it engages in pretty ruthless campaigns to tempt to silence anybody who says things that they don't like.
When you went to become a whistleblower, what prompted you to do it? And were you afraid of the ramifications?
What prompted me to do it was my belief that I had an obligation to speak about what I knew.
Okay.
I was pretty well aware of what was going to happen because I used to be the head of the Scientology Dirty Tricks Department for 20 years.
Whoa.
Okay.
So I was the international spokesperson for Scientology, and I ran what was called the Office of Special Affairs. I came into Scientology at a very young age, sort of rose through the ranks and became a very senior member of the Scientology inner circle and, you know, sort of at the top of the hierarchy. And things started to go really off the rails, and it started turning into physical abuse and beatings and all that sort of stuff.
Jeez.
A lot of lies. And eventually I escaped when I was 52 years old. I was in London at the time, and I escaped with a briefcase and no money and nowhere to go and no family or friends that I could turn to because they were all Scientologists, and basically started a new life. And that new life is, you know, I sort of like to say I used to think I was saving the world with Scientology.
Yes.
Now I believe I'm saving the world from Scientology.
Well, wow. Thank you so much, Mike. Your book is called A Billion Years, My Escape from a Life in the Highest Ranks of Scientology. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, guys. Lovely to chat with you.